We're doing Pirkei Avot with the Jewish home. We're up to the fifth chapter, the 12th Mishnah. Arba midot batalmidim. There are four types of students. Maher lishmoa, those that are quick to understand, to retain. Umaher la'abed, and they're just as quick to forget. Yatza scharo vehefsedo. So then everything he gained by understanding quickly, well, he lost it because he's quick to forget. So he didn't gain much, did he? Kashe lishmoa, you have someone else who has a difficult time understanding. But once he's got it, that's it. He'll never forget it. Vekashe la'abed. So he also has a hard time forgetting. So then yatzah efsedo bischaro, everything he lost because his weakness, he's hard to understand, well, that's outweighed by the fact that at least he retains it at the end of the day. Maher lishmoa, you have someone who's quick to understand. Vekashe la'abed, and then that's it. It's registered. It's in the computer. He doesn't forget. It takes him a long time to forget something. That's a chacham. Okay, look at that. That's a chacham. Kashe lishmoa. Then you have someone who has a really hard time understanding. Umaher la'abed. And he's really quick to forget. He works really hard to get it. And then he forgets in a flash. That's about me. Zechelek ra. That's a bad portion, says the Mishnah. Yeah, I you guys wouldn't believe it. But there are things I've learned maybe 500 times and I still don't remember them. You guys ever learned something 500 times? You know what it means to learn something 500 times? There are tractates that I learned 500 times. Literally. And I still forget them. Yeah. So, yeah. You got to still keep working. Doesn't mean you get a freebie. Got to keep working. But yeah, I have things I've learned 500 times. Not only don't I know them by heart, I don't know them well. It's terrible. But you know what? No one asked me. We use what we got. What can you do? So, firstly, we have to see in this Mishnah that the Mishnah is telling us to come to terms that different people have different strengths and different weaknesses. Very often, we're very bothered by the fact that our spouse doesn't have our strengths or has different weaknesses. One girl is upset that her husband can't do math. One guy is upset that his wife can't spell. He goes to pay the bills, he overpays. I once had a guy knock on my door. He said, I need you to do the math. It's Friday afternoon, 5 minutes before candle lighting. He says, I just got here by a taxi. I gave him 100, and he says, this is my change. Is it right or wrong? It was a 35 shekel bill, but he couldn't do the math. So the guy asked me, could you please, what? Yeah, the guy asked me, could you do the math? Could you make sure he didn't skip me? So, okay, I did the math, and I said, fine, okay, yeah, that's he did it right. Then I got an email once from someone's wife, and I don't know, you know, I'm trying to think, the spelling mistakes were, like, on a level, not America spelled with a K, but are you coming, A-R-Y-U, you know, spelling mistakes that are like, okay, wow. You as in YU, yes.
That's my problem. That's my problem. I cannot spell English.
Okay.
Not well, let's say.
Can you spell Dutch?
Also, it's also more mathematical.
But what difference does it make? At the end of the day, you married the person. They asked the Chafetz Chaim what type of wife he was looking for. He said, a woman that knows how to bake potatoes. A woman that knows how to bake potatoes. You know, it doesn't take too much skill. But yeah, that's what I want. We have demands that are completely unfair. Now, it's one thing if you're dating, so then, okay, look for the best. You know, look for whatever matches you. The best might be very hard for you. But once you're married and suddenly you discover the weaknesses, okay, the Mishnah tells us different people have different strengths and different weaknesses, and the Rambam points out, you'll notice that the Mishnah doesn't tell you one of them is a tzaddik, one of them is a rasha, one of them is a chassid. No, the Mishnah doesn't call one more pious than another. The Mishnah doesn't call one more wicked than another. This is beyond our control. And we have to sometimes stop and ask ourselves, Are my expectations from my spouse beyond their capacity? We had a guy who was married to a girl that had spatial problems. So she would be constantly bumping into him because she couldn't gauge where things were. You know, it was once he came and they were biased, and he said to me, "You will see how many things she will spill at the table as you're eating." So there was a cup of juice here, which I wanted to move because I saw as she's going to reach for the whatever it was, it's going to go over. So I said, "I'll get that." And as I'm reaching for it, she says, "Don't bother." She's sure I want something else. Bam! Knocked it into my face to pass me whatever it was she thought I wanted. You know? Okay, what do you want from the girl? We all have our limitations. You know, he wasn't too happy. I saw after she spilled two or three times at the table where things were headed. So I figured I'm just going to move. One of my kids put their glass right next to her. So I reached, and she was sure she knew what I wanted. Boom, there goes the cup in my face. She felt terrible. Poor girl, it's not her fault. You know, the only reason we don't do that is because we don't have that issue. So he got very frustrated. You know, when a couple's prohibited, they're not allowed to bump into one another. So he has a problem. I'm not saying it doesn't have to be dealt with. He said in the car, it was no joke. She'd been bumping into other cars. I don't know how she got a driver's license. It's not a joke. I agree. It has to be dealt with. You know, your car just bumps into someone. That's not a joke. But at the end of the day, this is the person. It doesn't make him righteous or wicked. It's something that has to be dealt with. A person, we all have our weaknesses. Yeah?
Like, my own thing was, soon after I wanted to go into dating, I was told I was asking too much. How many people think this is too much? Someone said, so what do you mean by saying, well, I'm looking for like a girl who's first of all, has someone who has asking kindness. Someone who is there for you when you have problems and you can work with them when they have problems. Someone who's like willing to stand by you and work with you, like as a person. I was told that, like, no, you that's too much. What you should be doing is you should be like being a strong person anyway, and being like strong by yourself, not needing her. And that when you get married, that's the attitude you should have.
I'm not sure what point you're connecting to our Mishnah. I'm just not following. This is a separate point, or this is connected?
It's a bit of a tangent, but I think it's
going to
be that, like...
So, let's talk, maybe tomorrow night, or if you could sign up, we'll talk. It's just, we're a little short on time, so let's finish the mission. We could talk, Yazacha. The Mishnah is not denying the fact that it's hard. The Mishnah... The previous Mishnah said that you have certain traits that are wicked, certain traits that are kind. But that was talking about the capacity to anger. This Mishnah says it's just a question of do you have a better lot or a worse lot? I told you guys the story about the girl who could memorize things. I dated a girl who was we're walking through the parking lot to hotel lobby and someone left their lights on. And I take out a pen and a paper to write down the license plate number, and she's looking at me like, what do you need that for? So I said, well, to write down the license plate number, we'll tell them at the register. She says, can't you just remember it? I said, no. You know, I don't know how many digits it was here in Israel. How many digits is it? I don't know.
Seven?
Okay. So maybe I should have been able to remember. But I can't. Seven digits? I can't remember a phone number. Yeah. Some people do. Some people do.
I remember what
so she did. I broke it off with her. She asked me why. I said, because I'm always going to feel dumb next to you. I can't. But once you're married...
Was it the only reason?
What?
Was it the whole reason?
It wasn't the only reason, but it was enough of a reason. It wasn't the only reason. But at any rate, once you're married and suddenly you discover strengths and weaknesses... That's not a problem with the person. It's a strength, it's a weakness. Now we have to learn how to work with it. And we're both going to discover strengths and weaknesses that we each have. There was a guy who always spoke about how he had a
you know, they have, I don't remember what it's called. It's like a course which you run through, an obstacle course. Yeah.
They have this obstacle course, right? So he had a mental obstacle course for his wife. He had certain things, so he said, the right woman, well, A and B and C and D. So one of them were, one of the points were that he'd take her to the museum of Einstein, and that was one of his important dates. So he comes to me and he says, we walked into the museum and I started discussing relativity with her and she yawned. I continued after 1 minute and she's looking out the window. He said, after 3 minutes I saw there's no one to talk to. I said, what'd you do the rest of the day? So he said, we walked outside and they had nice flowers there outside. So we sat down and we looked at the flowers. So I said, and how'd the date go? He said, great. We hit it off. You know, he had already hit it off and everything's great. I said, so what does that tell you? So he told me, it tells me that I will not be able to talk Einstein with my wife. And he was right. He married her. He was right. Is it so important that he talks Einstein with his wife? No. So he realized that. He had thought that that would be there. And he discovered, no. And you know what? Some things you discover beforehand, and some things you discover afterwards. And that's not, you know, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's wife was illiterate. Illiterate. The top genius of Europe. His wife was illiterate, and he had a beautiful marriage. Because you're not marrying a person because they're Einstein. You're marrying the person with their traits. Yeah?
What happened to the rest of the obstacles question? Did he give up on...
I don't remember. I don't remember. That part I was privy to. The rest, you know, all these stories over the years, they become a mishkabal in my head. Every story I tell you is true, but sometimes it's two stories put together, sometimes it's three, sometimes it's half. Whatever. Okay.